Brown saying, God bless, have a fantastic Pentecost Sunday and week in the Lord. We'll see you bright and early next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. when we do it all over again here on the Brown Perspective on Sports. Go Red Sox.
Ready for this? Well, let's try it anyway. Ah! get up.
Start the record.
Hallelujah.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents this Pentecost Sunday, May 15th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. This year, it's the time of the Comforter with your producer and host, evangelist and pastor teacher, Donley Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here bringing you the very best in gospel music as we bring you the Pentecost Sunday multicast this year entitled, It's the Time of the Comforter. Let's look to Him in prayer. Dear Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning thanking and praising you for your fulfillment of your promise where you said you would send another comforter just like yourself into the world, so that we might have the benefit of his presence in our lives, guiding and directing us in the way that you would have us to go and empowering us to do the things that you would have us to do. So we thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of the living God. And we pray, O Lord, that you would work perfectly and powerfully in our lives this day through this ministry, so we may accomplish your perfect will in the lives of those who you draw by the Holy Spirit to hear what's going to be said and played this day. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish to the glory and praise of the great name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
never change. Ever the same, there is hope in your name. You are the fire that's burning bright. Ever you rain, so we're lifting you high. Everybody, everybody, come on somebody.
Yes, every day we live to praise you. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And why is that so important? Because so many things may come upon us that we may not feel that we have the natural strength to praise God, to live for Him, to serve Him in spirit and in truth. But because of the reality of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we have the joy of the Lord. And He strengthens us spiritually, and that's able to work in our body, in our mind, in our heart, in our soul, in our spirit, every area in which we operate. The joy of the Lord is able to provide exactly what we need when we need it, so we can have continual victory over the devil and all of his opposition that he may send our way. Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 5:19 here on this Pentecost Sunday, May the 15th, 2016. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. We have a special, I'm all excited, Pentecost Sunday multicast for you this year, entitled, "Is the Time of the Comforter." Praise God. And if you don't know what that means, we're going to tell you all about it as we go forward in the program today. 617-627-3800 is our phone number. 617-627-3800. We aren't taking music requests today, but we'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. 617-627-3800. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you for what He's done in your life or in the life of someone else, or love to pray with you as I invite the many Christians in our audience to also join in with excuse me, as we lift up the prayer request that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800. You don't have to wait till 7:15. You can give me a call right now, and I'll jot down all the information. When prayer time and praise time comes, we'll be ready to go. 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. We began with our new day theme, Kirk Franklin and the Family, with Gonna Be a Lovely Day. Yes, it is. We take that position by faith, no matter what the weather is like, no matter what's going on in our personal lives, no matter what's going on in the world around us, gonna be a lovely day. Why? We belong to the God who made this day. And he said that he made this day that we might be glad, we might rejoice and be glad in it. And we're going to do just that by the help of the Lord. That was followed by Ashmont Hill, a local group, with I Will Give You Praise. And we conclude the set with Lincoln Brewster with Live to Praise You. That was our introductory, normal introductory theme for the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Now we have a special theme song coming up. Fred Hammond coming your way from his album I Will Trust, and it's Only the Comforter. Now, as I said, we're going to explain to those of you out there who don't know what the Comforter is all about. Jesus, near the conclusion of his ministry, took the disciples aside and told them that he was going to leave them. Now, that obviously broke their heart. Here they were with the man they believed was the Messiah, and he's talking about leaving? What do you mean leaving? The Messiah is supposed to take over, and we're going to reign with you. They were even fussing about who's going to sit on his right hand and his left hand. They were plotting to have great positions in the kingdom. Peter said, we left all. Where are we going to go now without you? We left all to serve and follow you. And he said, I don't worry about it. I'm going to send you another comforter, one like myself, who will not only be with you, as I was, but he's going to be in you. Now, that just blew them away. They had no clue what he was talking about. And sad to say that people today, believers in Jesus Christ, who still don't know what he was talking about, because they don't realize, as our program title is, that it's the time of the Comforter. We're trying to do things, when I say we, believers in Jesus Christ, are trying to do things in our natural own ability that God gave us from creation, when he wants us to do things in his ability, which he gives to us by the Holy Spirit at salvation. Two different things. That's why Jesus said you must be born again. You can't really accomplish all that God wants you to accomplish in this life if you aren't born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God comes into the believer's life when they surrender themselves to the salvation gift of Almighty God. And so, therefore, it's the time of the Comforter. And the way he wants you to walk, and the way he wants you to live, and the way he wants you to serve him, all is based upon the fact that the Spirit of the living God is in your life. That's how the gospel got down to us today. Men and women and boys and girls who yield themselves to the love of Jesus Christ and his salvation, they carried the message everywhere they went. And so therefore today, more than 2,000 years since that time, the Comforter has been working in and through the lives of those who will surrender themselves to him. And today, more than ever, we probably need the Spirit of the living God at work within us more so than ever before, because the days are getting more and more evil. And I don't have to tell you all about it. You can just look at the newspapers, turn on your television set, read different magazines. Matter of fact, walking down your own street, some woman recently here in the Roxbury area was shot at, and was shot. I don't think it was shooting at her, but she was grazed by a bullet right outside of her church. So therefore, and matter of fact, a few years ago, some people came into the church during a funeral to cause mayhem, to take more lives. But this is the day that we're living in, and without the Holy Spirit, we're not going to make it. The Bible says that men's hearts are going to be failing them for fear. because of the things that are coming upon the earth. And so we encourage you today, don't take Pentecost Sunday, just another Sunday. This is an important day, not only because of what took place way back then, but how that what took place way back then impacts our lives today. Let's get into the program. Fred Hammond, front and center, with our program theme, It's Only the Comforter. This is the time of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Godhead.
Gathered in a crowded room, trying to figure out just how it will go down. 120 waited for the promise that he gave the day he stepped up on that cloud. Day and time, so much on my mind, it's easy to forget. Feeling broken and alone, often afraid of the unknown, creates my drama and my stress. Then something says, don't be dismayed, these are the last days, it's only the comforter. It came from above because of his love. Yes, it's the God's love, he sent us the gun.
blessing moments. Your name is new and sweet. You've become comforter to me. You are comforter. That's who you are to me. Comforter. A name that fits so perfectly. Peace that passes all understanding. Comforter is who you are to me. It's who you are to me.
Prior to Jesus telling the disciples that he was going to go away and send them another comforter, they had had an experience with him before when he had breathed upon them the Holy Spirit and sent them out two by two to minister in his name. And they came back rejoicing, saying that even the very demons were subject unto them. And Jesus said, that's great. And that's wonderful, and that's what it's all about. But don't rejoice because the demons were subject unto you, but rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's what the message is to us today. The Spirit of God has come so that we might not only be used by God to accomplish His works in the world, but that we might know that because of the Spirit working in us and through us, that we are on our way to heaven. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life because God has spiritually breathed upon us. Caroline Imbithi here on Sounds of Praise.
Revive us again, revive us, that your people may rejoice. God, come and fill this empty vessel that I may live again. Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with your power, revive me once again.
Like a deer,
planted for water.
I need you so.
Living water, thread of life.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown on this Sunday, May the 15th, 2016 edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are bringing you our annual Pentecost Sunday multicast this year entitled, It's Time of the Comforter. It's the time of the Comforter. And on this first set, you heard Fred Hammond with It's Only the Comforter, C.C. Winans with Comforter, Caroline and Bithy with Breathe on Me, followed by Sandy Patty and another version of a song entitled Breathe on Me. And we conclude the set with Carrie Job and Breathe on Us. Yes, the presence of God, Jesus' own breath, the Spirit of the living God, poured out on the day of Pentecost more than 2,000 years ago. He's still working in the lives of The people of God today, drawing men and women to the salvation gift of God, and then empowering them to live for Him, to serve Him, to understand His word, and to share the truth of the gospel with others. And we pray that the Spirit of God is doing that in your life. And if He's not, we're here to encourage you that He might work His great works in the lives of those who've yielded themselves to Him. And if you're outside of the saving grace and keeping power of Jesus Christ the Lord, we pray that the Spirit of God will work in your heart and in your life this day, so that this might be your day of salvation. Michael W. Smith next on here on Sounds of Praise. Heaven, come down. That was the cry going way back to the Old Testament. Oh, that thou would rend the heavens and come down. Jesus did that with His virgin birth. And the Spirit of God did it on the day of Pentecost as He came as the promised Comforter into the world.
Nothing I can do, I'm calling out to you, bringing you a heart that's open. Come and light a fire, come and light a fire. In this moment, hear me crying out, I'm reaching for you now, bringing you a heart that's open and broken. Crying out, bringing you a heart that's open. Come and light a fire, come and light a fire. Like an ocean washing over us, strong and glorious. Your love has spoken, and our hearts are open. Shine, burning like a flame, burning like a flame forever.
It's 5:58 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. If you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, this is 91.5 FM. And on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. This is the Sunday, May the 15th. Pentecost Sunday, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And this year, our Pentecost Sunday theme is entitled, It's the Time of the Comforter. And our phone number, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. We aren't taking music requests today. We'd be glad to dedicate something that we already have programmed to whomever you wish. Just give us a call, 617-627-3800. Same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. That number again, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the prayer reports that we receive before God's throne. That number again, 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. The Vertical Church Band coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And open up the